The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Charge Capital.
Okay, let's dive in. We're seeing this huge shift happening in energy infrastructure right now, and it's really opening up some fascinating investment opportunities. Today, we're focusing this deep dive on something critical. The people, the human capital behind battery energy storage systems, or BES. And right at the center is this really interesting partnership between Zura and Charge Capital Partners. We want to explore why their combined know-how isn't just, you know, helpful, but maybe the core reason this opportunity stands out.
That's right. We've looked through quite a bit of material here, you know, financial details, leadership backgrounds, the works. The idea is to get past just the list of names and titles and really understand the strategic edge this specific group brings to battery storage.
Right. So, the mission today. First, let's unpack the unique way this partnership is structured. It's different. And then we'll introduce you to the, frankly, remarkable individuals driving it. We want to highlight the specific things they've done that make them stand out in this field. This is where we connect the dots for you. Okay, let's start with the foundation. Charge Capital Partners. Now, you might think, okay, they raised the money, boot. But their role, it goes much deeper than that. The materials show they are the exclusive capital raising arm for Zura, yes, but that's really just the start.
Yeah, their involvement is much more fundamental. Charge Capital isn't just channeling funds. They're an actual partner in every single battery installation entity that gets set up through Zura. And crucially, this means they get a board seat at every single one of these installation companies. This isn't just like a reporting relationship, it's direct voting power. It's being in the room for key decisions operationally, strategically. It ensures investor interests are really embedded right from the start, not just looked at later.
That level of direct oversight, that hands-on financial stewardship, that's a really important detail. It gives investors a level of transparency and, well, comfort you don't always see. It means your interests are genuinely represented, you know, right down at the project level.
Okay, so then there's Zura. This is where the expertise on the ground, the innovation, the actual execution happens. Zura's whole mission is about building BES projects that work technically, obviously, but are also put in the right places for grid impact and structured financially for solid returns. They're building and optimizing.
And when we talk Zura, we're really talking about the team they've assembled. These are truly top tier people. They come from real estate, tech, energy, clean energy, power, infrastructure, really diverse, but very relevant backgrounds. What jumps out from the sources is, look, these aren't rookies trying this out for the first time. Not at all.
That's a crucial point. Let's maybe put some names to this. Take Anthony Orso, the chairman. Okay, three decades in real estate, involved in over $250 billion in transactions. Those aren't just big numbers. It means he understands the nitty-gritty of land deals, zoning, permits, all the stuff that can really bog down big energy projects. His track record, like building CCRE into the biggest private lender in commercial real estate, well, that suggests Zura can probably find and secure those prime locations more efficiently than others might. That avoids delays. Then you've got Gideon Pfeffer, the chief investment officer, his background. Managing partner at the GSH Group, mainly in multifamily real estate. Now, why does that matter for batteries? Well, think about managing hundreds, maybe thousands, of distributed energy systems across different sites. That requires serious operational skill. His experience maps directly to that kind of large-scale project management. And the CTO, Ib Olson. He is honestly described as a pioneer in U.S. energy storage. He founded Gaia Power Technologies, got significant federal and NYSERDA grants. His IP, his ideas, are actually part of the tech now used by big names like Stem and SunVerge. But it's more than that. It's 25-plus years focused on battery innovation. He's led over $300 million in utility projects, developed the first lithium polymer EV battery, holds 38 patents. These aren't just, you know, pieces of paper. Those patents represent a really deep proprietary grasp of battery chemistry, how systems work together. It means Zura can likely choose better, more durable tech, or really fine-tune its performance. That potentially means better returns, less risk.
Yeah, and the strategic depth doesn't stop there. You look at Tom Dwyer, chief development officer, lifelong government affairs guy, family history in public service. He was a town councilman for four terms. That kind of background is invaluable for navigating the, face it, complex web of regulations and politics you always get with major energy infrastructure. It can speed things up considerably.
Okay, then Keith DeLucia, chief strategy officer, a serial entrepreneur, spent, what, 26 years building a multi-billion-dollar tech and IP portfolio, document imaging, AI. He even worked with Congress during the Obama administration on things like the Recovery Act, has top DOD clearance. That points to someone who could handle complex data, use tech strategically, and understands policy, all increasingly vital for the modern grid. And Ari Ben-Saul, the general counsel, coming from Greenberg Traurig, specializing in energy, real estate, transportation, he knows how to build the solid legal foundations needed for these resilient power systems, EV charging tech. That's critical for managing risk in a field with a lot of rules. And finally, Shane Vermeulen, the CIO.
2 decades in alternative finance, but with a real focus on clean tech. He's deployed over $50 million in venture finance, raised over $200 million through his own platforms. That signals a deep understanding of how to structure capital for these big BES rollouts.
So when you step back and look at this whole group, it's not just a list of impressive CVs. It feels like a very deliberate assembly of skills. We're talking about people on the executive team who've literally been CEOs of public utilities. They've overseen, 100 plus megawatts of clean energy builds. You've got individuals here who have successfully built and sold battery storage companies before this. This team isn't learning as they go. They're applying decades of very specific high-level experience directly to this opportunity.
Okay, so what's the bottom line here for you, the listener? What does this all mean? Investing in BES with Azure and Charge Capital Partners, well, it seems like it's not just a bet on batteries as a technology. You're investing heavily in their proven ability to actually get things done. This isn't some brand new experiment for this leadership group.
Exactly. That's the core value proposition, I think. You've got Azure's deep energy and tech know-how on one side, and on the other, Charge Capital's embedded financial oversight right there on the board of every project. It means investors have a pretty direct line into arguably some of the most qualified people working in the BES sector today. Their combined experience just fundamentally lowers the execution risk.
Right. And it's that collective experience, that sheer depth they bring individually and together, that really makes their promise believable. The promise of delivering BES projects that are technically solid, strategically located, and crucially financially engineered to perform well.
You know, at the end of the day, the real strength of these kinds of emerging infrastructure plays often isn't just the tech itself.
Yeah.
It really critically depends on the depth, the experience, and the proven track record of the team that's actually building it.
So here's something to think about as you look at other opportunities out there. How closely do you really examine the people involved? How can you use this kind of lens looking at the team's specific expertise, their track record, the kind of oversight structure they have to evaluate other ventures? How do we really get a handle on that, often hidden human capital that truly drives innovation and success?
And just as a practical note from the sources we reviewed, if you do have more detailed questions about this specific team or how an investment like this is structured and managed day to day, remember, you can usually reach out to an investor relations specialist. They should have those more granular answers.